6:17 in the morning as we grab a totally random question, a TRQ out of the box of totally random questions. And today's TRQ. What old school parenting tactic did your parents use that people probably couldn't get away with today? That is the totally random question. What old school parenting tactic did your parents use that people can't get away with today? You know, I honestly don't know if people can get away with this yet today, but my dad's go-to, I always knew he was mad if all of a sudden his belt started to come off.
Yeah, I feel like my parents would threaten me. My dad would always threaten. He would spank me. I don't know if it ever actually happened. He would even say, I'm going to get out the metal spoon.
The belt was removed and used as a prop more often than it was used, but it definitely did get used a couple of times. And I don't know if in 2021 that's as common anymore. I think that's maybe become a little bit taboo.
I don't think you could do that. Didn't a football player get in trouble for like threatening to hit his kid?
Adrian Peterson.
With a wire or something?
Yeah, I don't remember what it was, but there's an Adrian Peterson story a couple of years ago. That's part, I think, why he exited the Vikings, actually.
Does he still play?
Yeah, he does. I think, yeah. Mm. I'm not 100% sure what it was he was using. I don't remember if it was a belt or something else.
I thought it was something, yeah, I know he was using something. That's all I know about that. I know nothing else about that, man.
That's my favorite thing we do on this show when we have to talk about things we only each vaguely remember.
Well, that's...
Hey, I remember that time that thing happened in that place with that guy, Amy?
That's all I could... I just know there was some football player who got in trouble.
You know, I don't remember who it was, but do you remember that time that one guy did that thing?
Oh, yeah.
And we talked about it?
It was a couple of years ago.
Yeah, well, it might have been a year ago or maybe 3 years ago.
Maybe.
But we talked about that thing, and there was that guy, and it was super interesting and fascinating. And then he did that thing, and those people reacted that way, and I couldn't believe that that thing happened.
Wait. He said he still hits his son with a belt. But I think he was going to hit his son with a stick.
Yeah. I remember it being a pretty nasty news story. That's all I remember about that.
That is nuts.
Your old school parenting tactic or your parents' old school parenting tactic that people really can't get away with today. I think versions of spanking are probably going to come up quite a bit.
Is that what it's like? It has to be, or is it just something your parents did that now today they probably couldn't get away with?
Could be anything.
Because now it wasn't my parents. I had a friend who I was always with. And her mom was like very young and focused on herself. I don't think she really cared about us, but we would be with her. And there were times when she would have to either go to a store or she'd want to go tanning and we were along with her. She would just leave us in the car and lock the doors.
There you go.
I don't think
you'll be good.
I think like nowadays, if someone saw that in a parking lot, they'd be like, call the cops and be like, there's some kids locked in a vehicle right now.
Smashing windows.
Yeah.
Gotta save the children. You know.
And she would just lock us in there.
You seen some come in already as far as texts go?
Yeah. Someone said, just roaming free. I would go out all the time, never had a cell phone, and I would always make it home now. I would never allow my kids to do that. Someone else said, going to the mall. I remember when we were younger and we didn't have a license or anything, my mom would drop us off at the mall on the weekends, and then she would say, be back here at 3:00. I'm going to pick you up. And we either had to be there, or we had to find money for a payphone in case we missed her so we can call her back to get us a ride.
What is that thing that your parents did, their parenting tactic from back in the day that you're like, in 2021, people probably couldn't get away with this today? That's the totally random question. 237, it's text 35270, tweet, snap, at 194 Playhouse. 6:21 in the morning, Charlie Puth. It's attention, 194. You've been running around, running around. It's Playhouse, 194, 624. And the totally random question this morning, what old school parenting tactic did your parents use that people, maybe they can't really get away with today? What do we see in Amy Kay?
Someone said, we used to have a station wagon, and I remember we'd always sit in the back. Now you definitely could not get away with that. Or sometimes we would ride in the back of a pickup truck in the bed. And someone else said, swimming by ourselves. We used to wake up, go to the lake. As a kid, I had so much fun, and I remember there were some scary times, but now as an adult and our kids want to go swimming when we're at our lake place, I make them wait and wake up an adult if they want to go down and start swimming.
What is it for you, that kind of old school parenting tactic that you saw your parents do back in the day? Maybe they even use it on you, and now not so much.
My parents would leave me in a car at restaurants if I complained about where we were eating.
So similar to what Amy said, or your friends or whatever you're dealing with, but you would complain about, I don't want to go eat at such and such. And they'd be like, well, we're going to go in and eat. You just wait right here.
That is so sad. At least just go in there and sit in there with them.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're just sitting in there for what, 20, 30, 40 minutes just waiting for everybody to eat?
Yeah, and then are they going to get you anything to eat, or is that like also your punishment? Well, you're not eating, and you're going to have to sit in the car while we go get food.
Either way, that really stinks.
What about walking everywhere? I used to walk everywhere as a kid.
And probably there was a pretty open window as to when you'd come back.
Yeah.
You probably didn't always even say where you're going. That's generally frowned upon these days.
Yeah, now I feel like if I ever have kids, I want to know where they are at all times. I'd like to have a tracker on their phone so I could find them.
You want to do embedded chips.
Basically, yeah. Embedded I think that
chips.
Would be good.
That's probably the way to go. Old school parenting tactic that your parents were able to use, but maybe people can't really get away with today. What are we seeing pop in?
Someone said just how they would never know where we were. We would say we were going to a friend's, but all our friends had bikes. We'd ride around, and I just remember there was no way for them to actually know where they were or where we were going, but all our friends' parents were friends with each other, so they would call each other to figure out where we were at times.
You want one to slide in here? You got one. An old-school parenting tactic that your parents probably used on you, and today you're like, not so much. Probably can't get away with that. 237, it's text 35270 for the Playhouse. It's Playhouse in the Morning, 194, 630. Been doing the totally random question on the 194 Playhouse. What old school parenting tactic did your parents use that maybe parents today can't probably get away with? Hello.
Just all together, any kind of punishment, spanking, wooden spoon, you name it, we had it all.
Yeah, you know, the spanking debate, I feel like, wages on, but then you weaponize it with a wooden spoon or a belt or something. It takes it to a new level now.
Yeah, and it reminds me of a study I heard 20 years ago called The Wussification of America, and it is true.
There you go. Appreciate you calling in there, good sir. What else you seeing, Amy Kay?
Someone said this is a cultural specific one, but it's chemically straightening kids' hair. It used to be a big thing in the 90s. Now, thankfully, it's frowned upon. Because it's definitely a painful process. Someone else said driving without a car seat. Now it's so illegal, but I remember growing up, my parents sometimes would just get us in the car. We didn't have a car seat. Now if you saw something do that, the parents would get in so much trouble. And someone else said, our siblings watching us after school. I get our parents had to work, but nowadays you would send your kid to a daycare or have some after school program. We used to just come home by ourselves until both parents would come home from work.
I kind of had a similar thing. I was like the de facto babysitter for my younger sister at a pretty young age. I think it was maybe even like 8 or 9 I was kind of watching her. It was pretty young.
I can't even think of when I first started watching my sister. But we had an older brother. He was probably supposed to be watching us. Did he ever come home on time to watch us?
No.
Probably not, no.
Yeah, definitely not. You basically just wanted to agree with the guy that we were just talking to. Is that it?
Oh, man. My mom would always spank me. I mean, spatula, wooden spoon, really whatever was closed. I don't feel like you can really get away with that kind of stuff anymore.
Yeah. And honestly, that's the most common thing I think we've gotten is just versions of spanking and spanking with a supplementary tool.
Yeah. Can you still get away with it, though? Can someone tell you how to parent like that?
I think hand to butt is where the debate is currently in this country. And there's people that do it and people that don't. I think once anything else is involved, now you're walking into some dangerous territory.
Oh, yeah.
And then now you get yourself maybe a conversation, depending on who sees it and says something. That's the world we're in now. Is there any other ones you want to get?
Yeah, someone said, I remember when we were younger, we would play in the park or explore our neighborhood alone. No adults, no cell phone to track us down.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing, too. Now you can find any of us on the planet anytime you want to, assuming we've got charged phone.
That's true. Like, you could call if anything ever happened. You're able to call someone, get directions, order a ride. I live in North Dakota. My mom and my sister live in Illinois. I track them on my cell phone.
Yeah, that's not creepy at all, man.
And so that's why it blows my mind that younger, we used to just walk around, do whatever, no way to know where we were. That'd give me anxiety.
Where's Amy? I know. She'll probably be back around dinner time.
Yeah, she'll be back at some point.
Bedtime, maybe. She's fine.